Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall.
Okay, we're kind of depressed here at the radio station.
What happened?
Well, we are in a residential area, even though we're located right next to Town Hall. And because Sharon Hospital had, there was some reworking of the power, so Sharon Hospital got power back the other day. And we have people to the north of us and to the south of us that have power. Our generator has been running constantly since this started, now 3.5 days, almost 4 days. And so we called the guy who installed the generator many, many years ago to come up. And he claimed he came up last night. But I came in this morning and the generator was still running. And I called him and he just tore my head off saying, listen, I worked 56 hours straight, blah, blah, blah. You have no power. And everybody's you know, strung out here. And I understand that. But what I was calling about is we have a neighbor right next door to us. And they're very nice people. They put up with the fact that there's a radio station next with them that's always been here, by the way, and that is there's a tower on our building. They put up with the fact that we do have a generator. We changed our testing on the generator so it didn't disturb their sleeping on the weekends. But I tried to explain to them there's nothing we can do. When this was all put in years ago, if there's no power coming into this building, that generator automatically goes on and it doesn't shut off until the power comes back in. And people, you know, people are tired now. It's 4 days in, and Eversource here in Connecticut and the National Grid in New York have said that, well, we're going to work into the weekend. We should have everybody back. But, you know, Pat, when you look at the stats in Connecticut for Eversource, the state of Connecticut yesterday was at 48%. 48% of their customers for Eversource didn't have power. This morning, it's 32% of their customers that don't have power. But listen to this, locally, without power, 99%, 86%, 99%, 82%. I mean, it's obvious if you live in a small town, if you live in a section like ours, you're not on the top of the list. You know, I don't know. Well, you know, all I can figure is when this trees came down in front here, there must be some line that's coming into this building that's broken. And I don't think we will get fixed until everything else gets fixed. We try apologizing for the drone of the generator, but we're in a central business. What can we do? We have to do what we do.
Yeah. That, and the other thing is that, in my opinion, number one, it was in the forecast.
Yeah.
Okay. Tropical storm warnings were out. Okay, so you would say, well, the utility should have been prepared, and they were. But they weren't prepared, and nor were any of us, for the amount of damage. And the only thing that comes to mind is many years ago, there was a storm that was going to be passing to the west of us. It wasn't a tropical storm. But I saw a southerly wind, and I was on Long Island then. And it was a Saturday night. Oh, it was going to happen during the day. Well, late Saturday night, and we were having a movie premiere. That's why I remembered so well. Mom was alive. She was downstairs. Well, I walked the dog about 5 o'clock, and I start seeing the wind pick up. No rain. Hardly any rain. And the wind's picking up, and I'm looking, I'm saying, this is a southerly wind. Boy, this is the worst wind for all of us. You, Long Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, southerly winds basically have no barricade. They come in right off the ocean. The ocean's nice and flat. There's nothing to stop them. And when you have a tropical system going to the west to aid in that, you have to expect trees and power lines to come down all over the place. And that happened many years ago. And I remember 4 of the people showed up. The rest called on their cells and said that trees were falling down all over the place. They weren't going to try to go any further. So, of course, we showed the movie for 4 people. And I remember we were out power for a while and then we came back. But these things have to be expected, especially with a southerly wind. And now that it is so catastrophic, you know, the utility companies can only do so much. I mean, you have trees that pull down power lines. You have poles that are down. All of this stuff has to be prepared. And it's only 24 hours in a day when you think about it. You know, it's hard to work at night, so 12 hours in a day. And these men have to get to all of this work. So you're right. You know, they try to go to the priority first, and then the small little places get to last. But I guess maybe I'm not taking it as seriously because I'm very used to this up at the cabin, because we don't have electric and we use kerosene lamps and everything is battery or propane, you know, so we work on there. So perhaps maybe that should be an alternative for all of us.
And, you know, the whole thing is, you know, when we went through this snowstorm in October many, many years ago, the things were put in place so that would never happen again. Well, guess what? It's 10, 11 years later, and it's happening again. And, you know, now listen, I give power companies, Central Hudson had about 55, 60,000, 70,000 people without power the other day. They're now down to about 12,000 people total in Dutchess County. You know, that's making progress. There's some complaints against National Grid in Massachusetts. And it's not the people out there working to restore power. It's, as you just said, the poor implementation plans by the management of these companies.
Communication.
When will they ever learn? Yeah. That's the whole thing. And you know, what do they expect? 3 or 4 or 5 days without power. People really start to get antsy and tired and angry. I mean, of course that's going to happen.
And put that on top of the already COVID virus syndrome, and everybody's just about had it.
Yeah, like I said, we have so many great fire departments and agencies around here that are coming together. So what is it's raining this morning, so what's the weather look like? I guess we can get to the weather here.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Cloudy with showers, no steady rains, low 70s. Tonight some periods of rain or showers, another batch comes in, mid 60s, and cloudy and humid with scattered showers and a thunderstorm Saturday in the mid 70s. I'm thinking the shower activity will begin to taper off in the afternoon. You'll even get a little sun. Sunday, no rain. Partly sunny, mid-80s, hazy and humid. Maybe a thunderstorm late Monday, 85 to 90, and 85 to 90 again on Tuesday. So a mini heat wave will return.
A mini heat wave. No more tropical depressions or anything out there?
I don't see anything on the map at all.
Because, you know, the National Weather Service confirmed 2 tornadoes here that other day.
Right. And there was one tornado that hit Dover, Delaware on Tuesday with the storm, and they confirmed that it moved 29 miles.
Wow.
Stayed on the ground for 29 miles.
Well, one of the tornadoes only stayed on the ground for 3/4 of a mile here, and the other one was 1.2 miles because, of course, they run into hills and mountains here, so you know, that's
right.
What happens here. But I tell you, it's 66 degrees, and I felt so bad this morning when I heard the knock at the back door because the building's closed. I knew it was going to be our neighbors next door, and I tried, and they were very nice. I mean, they weren't nasty at all. They were very understanding, and I couldn't tell them what they wanted to hear, and there's no worse feeling for me that, you know, because I understand. I mean, you know, the drone of the generator, and I'm here 6 or 7 hours a day, is enough to aggravate you. And never mind if you're right next door and you can't even get to sleep because I. So hopefully things will get together where in town. We'll get the line fixed into the station as soon as Eversource gets here. But I don't know, Pat. You know, it's you're right. Between COVID-19, between the tornado, between this.
Right.
Between the fact that we had a drought before, between prices in the supermarkets are all up because of COVID-19, what the question is, what's next? locust. You really, I mean, it's just been a real rough time of it here.
I totally agree. And everybody is just, you know, everybody is really, they're just at wits end. So,
like I said, I understood. And they were very nice. I'm not saying they were so nice and so understanding. I just wish I could have told them what they wanted to hear. I just wish I couldn't. I couldn't tell them that. So
no, unfortunately, it is out of your hands.
You know, and I don't know how we can make the generator any quieter. It's muffled already.
It is muffled. Yeah. I was just going to say, can you build a little shed over it, a soundproof shed?
No, it's in our cellar and it's muffled.
But it's a
four-cylinder engine. You know, it puts out like 25 or 30,000 watts. I mean, it's not a tiny thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, I guess we'll just have to see when the power gets restored here. thank God it's a 300-gallon tank.
Gee.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on that, and hope everybody has a happy, safe weekend. I hope when I speak to you on Monday, everything has been resolved.
And are you staying home for the weekend?
I think I'm going to the lake. I have to finish the work up there, so I think I'll go tomorrow and come back Sunday.
All right, well, be safe, okay?
I will. Thanks so much, Marshall.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.